This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Connect the build.
Albert Bu, Neutron Pay Lightning Con.
The Vietnamese language is not only tonal, but every word is monosyllabic. So for every sound you make, there will be six different ways of pronunciation, and with a slight change of tone, you may change the meaning of the word completely. As a result, it tends to be hard for the Vietnamese to learn English pronunciation, and many chop English words into single syllables. Can you confirm this?
Yes.
Lightning Con Vietnam will be my highlight of the year.
Yes.
Michael Weir is a Canadian professional golfer. He currently plays for the PGA Tour Champions. He spent over 110 weeks in the top 10 of the official world golf ranking and is the best known for winning the Masters tournament in 2003. Is he the best Canadian golfer all time?
Yes.
Opera is a form of theater in which music is a fundamental component and dramatic roles are taken by singers. Such a work is typically a collaboration between a composer and a librettist and incorporates a number of performing arts. Do you know a work is the literal translation of the Italian word opera?
Yes.
Big Fish is a 2003 American fantasy comedy drama film directed by Tim Burton and based on the 1998 novel of the same name by Daniel Wallace. The film tells the story of a frustrated son who tries to distinguish fact from fiction in his dying father's life. Did you know it was no one other than Steven Spielberg who initially would direct the movie but dropped out due to his full schedule?
Yes.
Michael Lewis is an American author and financial journalist. His books, The Big Short and Moneyball, are known for the adaptation into films. Are you looking forward to his talk on Bitcoin 2023 in Miami?
Yes.
Those who keep talking about Bitcoin price all the time shouldn't be in Bitcoin.
Yes.
I prefer a nice plate of the finest Italian pasta over a bowl of the finest Vietnamese banh mi.
Yes.
Tesla will accept Bitcoin again this year.
Yes.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
Of course. Yes.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 66 of Connect the World, and we're here with Albert Bu and Steph. This show is, of course, made possible, like always, by BL3P, a Bitcoin exchange in the Netherlands. Thank you guys for helping us to connect the world together. And if you also want to help us, then follow us on Twitter, subscribe at our YouTube channel, or find us at our Telegram groups if you want to ask any questions. And a donation is always welcome, of course. So let's head over to the highlights.
Conecta el mundo.
Because this week we wanted to talk a little bit about Bolt.fun, and that is for a reason, because they're having a hackathon which is ongoing called Noster Hack. For everybody who don't know Bolt.fun, it's a platform bringing together designers, builders, founders, VCs, enthusiasts, industry experts, so a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. All wanting to build on Bitcoin, on Noster, or some other technical stuff. So it's a space where you can share knowledge, meet each other, and get busy experimenting. And that's interesting. Next week, we have an episode upcoming with Johns B. Harry from Bolt.fun. So if you want to know more, then tune in next
and
week.
Are you part of the hackathon, Edward? Because your second love besides Bitcoin is Nostr.
Is Nostr, yeah, it is. Oh, man. And the funny thing was, we were talking with Johns and Ed Pratt from Baltas Fun very early the past year, I think. We were recording then a quick talk, and we were talking about Nostr because Steph and I, we talked with Ben Ark and with Fjetjev also about Nostr, but it's not what it is now. Now it's just exploded, really.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, I'm running my relay
and
diving
relay
in. Yeah, yeah. Nice. And there is Nostrica right now, and Nostrica is a conference about Nostr, and I'm following it. So that's also very interesting. So,
and you, perhaps. Albert, are you using Nostr or?
I am. I followed it. I wouldn't say I'm too late to the party, but I do follow it. And it was just kind of, it's funny. Like, short story was the person who actually helped create it or create the first app was Will, right? And he's from Vancouver. And so we actually had a talk with him before. I flew out to Vietnam. And to see that he's building on Nostr is amazing. Like, he's a brilliant Lightning guy too as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's the thing that I like the most, that the people who are building on Lightning are also building on Nostr. Like via Jeff also. To be honest, I'm still using Twitter more, but that's because of me. I'm a bit of autistic, so I'm used.
My tag, so you're using it, Steph.
Oh yeah, sure. No, sure. I'm on Nostr, but I'm not that active, to be honest. So, but there will be a time that I completely switch over. So that's for sure. But
Mm-hmm. What I also love is that the Nostr and Lightning scene, it's small and big, of course, but the impact is big, but it's small. 2 days ago, I saw a client's panel discussion at Nostrica with William Kasserin from Damons, and it's so chill to talk with all those people. I think it's very interesting to follow this, and then eventually, if it grows very big, then of course it's totally different than now. But yeah. I think this time is the most interesting time to get involved.
So, yeah, that's for sure. And Bolt at Fun, Albert, is that also something you're familiar with the platform? Is it something you're looking into with Neutron Pay or with the conference maybe?
I'm sorry, what platform was that?
Bolt.fun.
Yeah.
Bolt.fun. Yeah, we've looked at it a little bit, trying to diversify a little bit of what we do. But, as kind of what we're building right now is keeping us quite busy, especially Southeast Asia. So having other projects like Bolt.fun and trying to get a little bit more. But I've heard about it, but we haven't actually had like a chance. I haven't had a chance to actually go and really deep dive into it.
Let me show you a quick overview. So I'm changing my script here. Yeah, there it is. This is the Bolt.fun website. And what I love is that it's not necessary to be a maker or builder, because you can do some things, because these are all projects. And if they are searching for a designer or someone with other skills, marketing skills, then you're also going to be invited if you like it. If I check the Hangout, that's new. It's a live feature. Then you can log in with your Lightning node, and there you can hang out with each other and talk with each other. And the interesting thing, that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, is the hackathons. Because if you look at the Legends of Lightning, these were hackathons that were are coming up or are ended. And it's interesting to take part of it, because then you can build your own stuff or project and get it into the world for others to showcase. So that's great. I would like to say to everyone who's interested, just go to bolt.fun and check it out.
Cool.
Connetti il mondo.
Yeah, welcome, Albert. Let's give you a proper welcome, mate.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks.
So, thanks for making time for us because, with the conference almost starting.
You're quite busy.
Starting this Thursday, right? So, that you find time to talk to us is even more thankful for that. So, how is it going, man? How are the preparations?
It's going good. We're just finalizing up on a lot of the stuff to get ready for Thursday, right? It's coming around nicely. Obviously, the chaotic of kind of, organizing people, making sure people get in their flights okay and their visas and people that haven't been to Vietnam yet. It's kind of organizing that piece. But the people that have actually been here before, they've already been well-traveled. That's a little easier. But newer people that haven't been to Vietnam before, have a little bit of trouble getting in because obviously there's different requirements to get in, right? So making sure that you're on a tourist visa and you have that visa actually approved and you can come in, because the last thing we want is people to get turned back around, right? Because they don't have the proper papers.
Sure.
So trying to make sure that's getting properly done. But everything else from the conference is good and ready. All speakers are coming that we have on the list. I think it's going to be a great time. I think people will start realizing why we're holding it at Fiorama is, a little kind of nugget is, the U.S. president, when Trump was in president, right? He had, I think it was like I'm probably going to get this completely wrong, but I think it's like the G20. And he invited a bunch of world leaders to Fiorama. And so they still have the seating of all the leaders that were in a room. So it's kind of like a site if they want to go after the conference, check it out. The Fiorama resort is quite large, and so you can go check it out, take pictures and stuff like that. So a bunch of other things to do, not just just Bitcoin and Lightning, but
because I saw pictures, man. It could be my favorite holiday destination.
Because they're calling it Bitcoin Beach Vietnam, right?
It's a good place to enjoy yourself too, right? So as long as you're meeting cool people, you're learning. And then, like I said, in one of my tweets, is most importantly is just enjoy yourself, right? Like soak in the beach, get in the sun, relax. Everyone has a lot of work to do. Everyone's doing, whatever they do in their personal life, and a couple of days just to kind of relax and kick back. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, man. People also buy their food and drinks at the conference using Bitcoin or?
Yeah, that's an option too. So they can buy with Lightning. So we're heavily focusing on just Lightning, right? So
yeah, sure.
They can use our mobile app. We have a mobile app that's in Vietnam. So when you get into Vietnam, a lot of people buy SIMs, right, to save on kind of roaming fees. So they can buy a SIM really cheap. It's like $20. Once you buy the SIM, you can download our app or you can use any other, Lightning app that you'd want. And then there'll be a person there if you want to pay in Lightning. And you can pay for food, drinks, you can pay for entertainment, whatever it is that you'd like. And also outside of the resort, you'll have other, if you want to explore, I'm sure people want to explore outside the resort. We have some locations like small little bars, lounges and stuff that will accept new Trump Pay. And they're just a merchant. And you can pay with Lightning anywhere.
That's cool. And is this the first time for you guys from new Trump Pay to have such a big event? This is the very first event from Vietnam, but I think maybe even Southeast Asia, right? So.
Yeah,
Asia. So have you guys had some event in the past where NeutralPay is the main service provider or are you guys, maybe a bit stressed to see the things working in such a great scale?
Yeah, it's our first time. So for the company itself, it's the first time we've ever hosted something this large. So a lot of people put a lot of effort into it, a lot of hard stuff. And especially being in first in Southeast Asia as well. So just being the first Lightning company in Southeast Asia and then also hosting the first kind of Lightning gathering, I would call it, right? To have everyone come in and say what we're doing, why we're doing it here. Lightning is just as effective as it is in the US. And we just want to show other people are building it on in Southeast Asia, right? So yes, it's been quite a stressful time. Can't wait till it's over, but I think it'll be a very, very, a very enjoyable time with everyone coming here. And I think that's why we wanted to host it too, as well. It's just kind of getting out of the norm of, there's Bitcoin Miami, there's all these other, right, in Europe and in the UK and stuff. So, Southeast Asia, I don't think it ever actually had its own just Bitcoin or Lightning kind of focused conference, right? They have obviously the other, tokens and everything else, but they haven't had that actual one. So that's why we wanted to put one on first.
That's very important to do this. And are there, can you name some people from the region that are speaking there? So perhaps some businesses that are already there that can be, that we can highlight?
You mean like local businesses here, like bigger, larger?
Yeah.
So we don't like, so what we have is, it's kind of funny. A lot of our business segments are more in the US, but they pay out globally to Southeast Asia. Right. So the bigger businesses that we have here actually that are local are actually in our pipeline, and we're hoping to announce them maybe at, at the event, as long as everything goes properly. So we do have some things that will be hopefully announced at Lightning Con, and that would be for more local, more for local businesses. And so once that is kind of announced, if we can, that would be kind of, you will find there, or you'll find it right away on our social media stuff.
Cool, because I see a lot of speakers that we of course know, and we talked with them also, Elizabeth Stark, for example, but also from Bitnob and Machankura. That's of course very interesting, because they're the communities that are building for their own special region, so South Africa or some other countries. Are there also speakers that are speaking there from Vietnam or from other countries in the neighborhood?
Yeah, Koji was speaking. He's speaking, right?
Oh yeah.
Koji's speaking too. Yeah.
Koji.
Yeah. Awesome. For from Vietnam, it'd just be ourselves, really.
No, that's nice.
We've kind of took that space, but also we're hosting the actual conference event also with Bitcoin VN, right? Which is a broker exchange, and then also we're hosting it with Nemchuk, right? Which is wallet that they've done. So Hugo's with Nemchuk, and then Dominic is with Bitcoin VN. So the three of us kind of, I guess you can say, putting our powers combined together to say, hey, we're putting Vietnam on the map. There's multiple use cases that you could do. So other than the three of us, that's pretty much the big us speaking on this side for Vietnam,
And that's nice, because that's also what I thought about the Lightning Conference in El Salvador, is also to bring to the community all those speakers that we all know but they don't know, and make them interested in Lightning and all the Bitcoin development that's going on. So great.
Yeah, cool, man. I think the FOMO will be real, because not only because of all the great speakers you have, but seeing the pictures again. Oh man, I would love to go to visit it next year, maybe. So
next year, hopefully, you guys come next year. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure, man. We will have something arranged.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Albert, we want to talk about you about NeutronPay and your vision on the Lightning Network, but it has to be in the 21 minutes. So if you are ready to enter that part, and Edward, you're also ready, then we would love to enter that part.
Sure. So, ready. And
let's do it.
Connect the word.
So indeed, let's start with NeutronPay, a lightning-powered mobile app focusing on consumers in Canada and Vietnam. What is the current state of the economy in Vietnam at this moment?
It's pretty good. I mean, aside from the COVID stuff, right, that's kind of happened, I guess, all over the world, but also in Vietnam too. I think it's relatively pretty good. They've been very adaptive in kind of new payment methods. Obviously, like if we're talking about Lightning, they're very receptive to it. And it's just because the culture itself is very open to diversification, right, for other methods or anything else that they'd want to use. So from that standpoint, I think the economy is always going to be quite healthy, because they know how to, how would you say, not be kind of siloed into a particular segment or something that they'd want to use. So what I mean is, like in Canada, right, we're just particularly like narrowly focused into like a one banking rail and like thing that we call e-transfer, and everybody uses it, right? Yeah. So it's like if that thing goes down, everyone freaks out, and something happened. I think just like last year, where Rogers, which is one of our main ISPs, went down, and it shut down all of like Toronto and Montreal. So no one could do e-transfers. It was the only thing that we have. Well, you could do electronic funds transfer, but e-transfer was our main kind of digital way of like moving funds really quickly, right? So that, I mean, like just looking at that, that could cripple like an economy if it lasted longer, or if there's ripple effects of whatever else would kind of come with that kind of shutdown, right? Whereas in like kind of Vietnam, it's kind of very versatile, I would say. Like, you have a lot of things you can try. There's a lot of things you can do. Obviously, it's still a communist country, right? But they do have methods where you're allowed to try certain things to figure out if it works or if it doesn't work. And so that's why I think the economy is always going to be, I wouldn't say flourishing, but it's very strong. Like, it's always going to be like, if we have some kind of catastrophic event, especially with COVID, Vietnamese people are, it's almost like, it's not that they're used to it. It's they know hard times and they know how to control it. So they don't freak out. Yeah. And then they know what to do in the means. And then while it kind of subsides, they kind of wait until it's kind of done and then they'll continue.
And how do they make use of the legacy banking system then? Are they trusting that system or are they a big skeptic about it?
I would say so. I would say there's a generational gap between, say, kind of, I would say probably from the 40s to like obviously 80s, right? That's still heavily rely on the banking system. And it's kind of funny. The banking system here is quite really robust. Like, it's very fast. I thought it was slower than what we would have in Canada because I'm from Canada. And I thought Canada was quick, but Vietnam has a main switchboard, which is called NAPAS, right? Which is controlled by the State Bank of Vietnam. Anytime you want to do interbanking between any bank accounts, you can do it within an instant. There's no wait, there's no delays. There's no like, hey, I'm at bank A and I can only talk to bank B after like a 24-hour period. If I wanted to send you money, you get right away. So it doesn't matter if you're with bank A or bank C or I'm with bank B, we can all interact and send money really quickly. And so that's what makes it kind of difficult for kind of the lightning payments for like a local segment, because the banking is so quick. Like, it instantly sends money right away. So as soon as you put the name in, it sends money right away. So from a local standpoint, very hard and very challenging. But from a global standpoint, that's where we kind of come in very strong for payments globally.
Yeah, I think it's the same in Holland. We also have interoperability between all those big banks. So I think it's kind of similar. And how does NitroPay work for a customer? So let's say I'm in Vietnam and I want to use it. Can you describe the onboarding process maybe?
Yeah, so it's very similar to, so kind of maybe I'll take it from like a US North American standpoint. Maybe you guys have the same thing, right? Which is kind of, you can download the app from, you know, any of the app store, right? So iOS or Android. And once you download it, you sign up. And once you're signed up, you just kind of attach your bank account, right? So it's very similar to Cash App. If everyone's familiar with Cash App, you would just sign up and then you can connect your bank account and you can deposit, which would be topping up your account. And so we follow that same, you know, UX, and that you just kind of connect your bank, you deposit, and you get topped up. So within our wallet, we don't provide you the Bitcoin, right? Which is, we handle all the Bitcoin in the background. So what they would see is they would see VND. So if they loaded, just an example, like 100,000 VND is about $5, right? So $5, you would see 100,000 VND. And whenever you wanted to send that, say to a Lightning address, we would do the FX or conversion on it and send that amount of Bitcoin that was needed or being requested on the side. And then it would just deduct the amount of VND equivalent to that BTC. So that's how our wallet would work, kind of in a very simple, kind of high level thing. Yeah. Yeah. So once how many would be able to shoot out.
And how many people are using it now?
So right now, there's probably about 200-ish people using it right now. And the reason why for that number being a little bit low is just because we are more of an infrastructure provider for payments, right? So we look at it as anything under the payments umbrella is what we do. So you can think of like pay-ins, payouts, transfers, remittance, just everything under payments. And so our bigger segment is more B2B and B2C, right? So the consumer side is kind of our backdrop, like to service other businesses that would want to say, hey, we don't have a Lightning wallet. Could you recommend one? And we're saying, yeah, you could just use NitroPay and you can use our wallet if you want to disperse funds out through your method. So when we do the payouts disbursements for a particular business, instead of, you know, providing a competitor's wallet, we could just say, hey, you can shoot to our wallet. It can still be in the ecosystem. We can provide you, you know, maybe a better discount. We can provide you better fees. Maybe it's no fees. And then they can decide where they want to shoot it out after.
Yeah, talking about business, so you also have a Lightning-powered API for businesses. And how do you onboard businesses in using NitroPay? And is it also your goal to onboard businesses on a global scale?
Yeah, so our main objective primarily right now, which has a lot of attraction, is getting businesses on board. And so the idea was having a top-down approach, and meaning that when Lightning first came out, everyone's, you know, it's very technical. Everyone kind of said, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? So people were building wallets at first, right? And there was only some people that were building merchant payment processors. So that was myself and then another company called OpenNode out in the US. So we were only kind of the merchant on that side, but everyone else was building wallets like, you know, Breeze, Blue Wallet, Zap, which is now Strike, right? They were building all these wallets and everyone's just trying to figure out what's the easiest way to get to a consumer or a customer to start using Lightning. And so for us, because my background's in fintech and I've worked for a payouts company, which is called HyperWallet. And so they did a payouts to 190 countries. And so that's all we did. We just kind of service companies that you can think of like Uber, Airbnb, Expedia, anyone that had contractors or anyone that you need to pay globally for like affiliate or fees that were referring the business, right? So a perfect example is kind of like Uber needing to pay out their Grab drivers. I mean, their Uber drivers, right? Sorry, because Grab's in Southeast Asia, but very similar. But that's how we kind of meant our business focus was. That's why we wanted to choose the business side, because the top-down approach would be the same thing. If we're able to provide a business with a method to pay out to consumers, that's a bigger reach than us trying to go and say, here's our mobile app, and then trying to get people to start using it. So that's why we went from the business side. And that's been very, very effective for us. And so with HyperWallet, where I used to work, learning all that stuff and being there for about 3 years after it got acquired by PayPal, it's just kind of mushing that together, right? So using kind of the methods and the fintech that was at HyperWallet and then moving that together with Bitcoin Lightning, that's how NeutronPay kind of really got born, because it just made a lot of sense, right? It's the same method. It's just using a different payment rail. That's all it is. Faster, way better, and it's more secure, and it's a lot more transparent, meaning we can provide all the transactions instantly, right?
Perfect. Everything comes together, And can you explain the technology behind NeutronPay, payment platform, and how to ensure, for example, security for its users?
Yeah. So, I mean, like there's two segments to it, right? So if you're just using our APIs, that's there's a whole bunch of onboarding that we have to do, right? So there's a lot of KYC, KYB. People don't like to hear those words, but that's
kind of what we got. Of course.
There's a lot of KYC, KYB, whitelisting of IPs and everything else like that from the business side. So that's kind of more protecting to make sure that we're compliant with those businesses, because those businesses will not do any business with anyone that's not an MSB or has a FinTrack or FinCEN type of license, right? So you have to be regulated to service these type of businesses. And that's how we kind of secure from that method for ourselves and for the business, is to make sure that we're compliant, we're regulated, and we follow these rules, you know, and obviously AML and stuff like that. So that's more from the business side. From the consumer side, yes, we're more of a custodial solution. And so for us to provide the security there is just the regular kind of, I would say, without getting too technical and getting into the weeds and stuff, is just making sure that we monitor a lot of the stuff, what goes in and goes out. There's some things that people may not like about the wallet, but we're improving it, which is kind of, we kind of restrict a little bit of the limits, right? Meaning that we have to make sure that there's trust within what you're kind of sending out and what you're receiving. And that's just normal kind of, I guess, kind of regulation that we have to follow, right? So in order for us to service, say, the 100 million people in Vietnam, there's specific rule sets that we have to follow, and also that aligns up with security and everything else. And so as long as we abide to that, we are able to service this massive industry. And I think that's why a lot of the VCs that invest into us were very, very interested, because if you get a 100 million population and we just capture 10% of that, any VC would be very happy of saying, okay, just keep going. keep doing what you're doing.
Indeed. It's a no-brainer.
And are you also planning, because I can imagine that maybe talking about the compliance and all that, it's maybe difficult to expand globally. Or are you planning to expand globally? And if so, what partnerships do you need to achieve this goal?
Yeah, I mean, for compliance and, you know, licensing is always going to be a difficult kind of thing to do, right? And a lot of people don't like talking about it, and a lot of people in the space, especially Bitcoin, don't like it, right? But the way we approach it, and the way I think is the best way to approach to get people on board, is you can't fight against something that we deal with every day, right? So meaning that I don't need to go out to an uphill battle when I can say, hey, if I can work with a business and we can get in, they like our service, it works great, Lightning is doing exactly what we've told them, and they said, hey, I'm saving fees, my customers are happy because I'm bringing value, And it's just, I'm actually now be able to send my transactions instantly and I can record where these transactions are going, right? What I mean by that is if a business is happy with that, we have a seat at the table, meaning that we're changing people's minds slowly at a time, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm always fighting against somebody, the business is more reluctant to be like, yeah, this is just a scam. Like no one wants to use this, right? Like you guys are too abrasive. Everything's happening. You're not demonstrating why it's better than like, say, original, like a Wire or a Swift, right? You have to explain to me why it would be better in terms of fee, time, and anything else a business person would want to hear, right? Because tech is way over their head. They just want to know if you're receiving that, from A to B, are you going to be able to do that for me successfully? Can you do it in a secure manner? And can you do it with lowering fees? And we say, yeah, we can do it straight across the board. And once they see it, the light turns on right away, right? Like everything goes up. CTO goes crazy. They're like, oh my God, let's get this in. And the only thing that
is efficiency at low cost.
So they name it right away and the light bulb goes up and they ask all these questions and they're like, we got to get this integrated now. And the only blocker that we usually come into is usually with just legal and compliance, right? As long as we explain to them how it works and why it's safe, why we can do these things. Compliance, legal and compliance usually are very, very happy. As long as you can explain the whole flow process and explain it into a very manner that fits within their rules, regulations, and licensing, they're happy to approve it. And then once they approve it, businesses just go right onto it because they look at it as if they can recoup some of that revenue from traditional methods, they'll do that in a second.
Yeah. I think your explanation right now is perhaps an explanation for everyone, for every country to use it, right?
Yeah. Give it a shot. Give it a try. You know, we're not saying bowl the ocean, right? But just start with a small, you know, pot, right? Put some water in, test it out, let it boil. And if it looks really good, then continue, right? So that's all we're saying to our businesses.
Hey, and NutronPay has also partnered with LSI Pay, a Lightning infrastructure provider, and a top-up wallet app. And that app allows users to send remittances in real time, cheaply using the Lightning network. And top-up users will also be able to purchase Bitcoin directly from their wallet using their peso balance and make purchases using peso at online stores and in-person stores using the Lightning network. And TopUp is primarily focused on Colombian market, but perhaps also interested in expanding. Could you tell us a little bit more about this partnership and how it can expand the reach to other countries in Latin America?
Yeah. I mean, this is a really unique one, right? Because kind of like what I mentioned before is like NutronPay itself is, you know, an infrastructure provider, right? And we want to be able to enable as many people as we can, right? So starting obviously in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia, but when you quickly learn kind of the cultures are not that much different, right? So, you know, in Colombia, it's always like family, friends, networks, right? Everything is very similar. It's just you're on the other side of a different world and maybe your culture is just a little bit different, but kind of just how family oriented and how things kind of work together within the niche of your circle. It works very easy because when you look at, you know, kind of Vietnam, right? And this is kind of very similar to Colombia, is there's a lot of people that are unbanked and people get overlooked. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do. But it's kind of funny when you actually go to these countries, they will have a cell phone, right? Because they know that if they have a cell phone, they have kind of like a lifeline, right? So they will save as much as they can to buy a phone. It doesn't have to be a high-end phone, but it's just enough to have a smartphone to be able to be connected to the world, right? Because they know if I'm connected here, I can get the information, I can get knowledge, I can get whatever it is to get out of this situation that I'm in today, which is I cannot get banking. And if I can't get banking, I can't get credit cards. If I can't get credit cards, I can't get online, right? So then you're kind of, you know, cut out of that complete huge economy. So for us partnering with them, when they kind of heard of us in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia, they said, hey, could you guys do this for Colombia too? And I said, yeah, like Lightning offers on the internet. It's open. Everyone can do it. We can provide the infrastructure for you. And once we do that, then you'll have the ability to give, you know, Colombians the same opportunity. And so how we kind of described it to them was the same thing as if I was describing it to if I lived in Colombia, whereas, you know, there's 70, probably about less than 70% of Vietnamese people that are unbanked. So it's quite a high number, right? It's slowly going down. It's close to 70% that are unbanked, right? So kind of describing that to them and telling, hey, now Neutron Paying, they could just download the app. They can top up with cash. Like, we'll have these top up centers. They can come in with cash. We top up their account. Now they have the ability to go buy stuff online, meaning if they have an account, they can go and buy stuff like a Yi gift card, like say from BitRefill, for example. They can now go buy stuff on Amazon because Amazon ships everywhere. So now that person has the ability to say, if I'm able to gather $100 from, say, all my family members, I go top up on Neutron Pay, I go buy a product on Amazon through BitRefill using an e-gift card, I get something shipped to me, I can sell it for $200. That means that I can make $100 profit, and now my life has kind of changed. He rinses and repeats that, and he does that over and over, right? Because he's in a situation where I have an opportunity to now change my life. Before,
yeah,
there's no banking, there's nothing, it's just cash. And there's no way you're going to be able to get out of that circle because you're in a bubble, right? If you don't have access to the internet, you're going to keep running on that hamster wheel over and over and over and over, and you won't be able to escape that. So when we were talking to LSI, that resonated with them very much, right? They have a lot of people that want to have access to the internet and they don't have it. And so for us to be able to provide that infrastructure and change, you know, a lot of those people that never had access to it, but they do have phones, now they have the ability to go buy stuff online. So it's very similar to like Vietnam and Colombia's giving those people the ability to make a difference in their life, changing it, and asking friends for like maybe 20, 30 bucks, and they can gather up $100, like I said. If they can go and change that to $200 and a net profit of 100, you've really done a lot for someone that never had that opportunity before with the regular banking system.
It sounds like you really make a big impact to people's lives. Yeah. And
I hope so. That's the goal.
Really. But still, right? You guys are still, you're already operating. So what is the biggest success story you experienced this far with Neutron Pay? And well, the conference isn't held yet, so
perhaps another one.
Yeah. Like the biggest difference is kind of like what I told you about was when we had a case study and a story where a person came and said, you know, I could never get a bank account. I could never get credit cards. And so they've come to us, and it was really interesting because, you know, they're explaining it to me in Vietnamese and saying, you know, I've always wanted to get online, but getting a credit card is such a huge barrier to entry, right? Especially like, you know, they were talking to us in 2023. And they're saying, why is it so hard just to get a credit card? And why are we always red flagged for certain things? Like, I just want to buy stuff to, you know, sell here or provide a different service. And so them saying, you've actually provided me a method and a tool to buy stuff online without the need of a credit card, which is unheard of, right? Like, as soon as you explain it to people and say, this is all you need to do. You just need to download the app, top up at one of our centers. We'll top up and you can just literally buy this e-gift card from BitRefill and you can instantly go buy something at Amazon. It blows their mind, right? So that's them coming back, using it over and over, and then telling kind of like, you've changed a lot of what we can do. I can ship, I can get product. It may not be a lot, but they're making, so just to give you an idea, like the average monthly wage here is about like $400 a month USD, right? So you can think like, if we were able to change his life, because $400 a month it doesn't go very far. Like that's like, like rent and everything else, right? So it's very minimal. And so for him to take that risk to go and buy something, he's actually making an extra $100 or $200 per month. That's huge. You would never make that with what he was doing normally, right? Because $400 can't change into anything. So
yeah, and it can change life people's changing. Lives, I can imagine, because then it people is. Can save for maybe visit a doctor or dentist or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and what are the challenges that you still need to overcome with Neutron Pay for the future? Because these are big plans, of course. And what are some of the difficulties along the way?
You know, I think the difficulties are always going to be regulation, right? I think when we come to the table and we come bring our product, it's a lot of the bigger businesses and kind of government, I would say not government, but more kind of political politicians, they look at it as a hard way to allow, because I think what it is if you come to a table and you don't have enough experience in a particular subject, the politician doesn't feel very comfortable, right? And that's why I think Bitcoin and Lightning get a very bad name within Southeast Asia, because when you come to a table, say for us, right, we're the expert at the table. But if they have no leverage on figuring out how to counter that, they're just going to automatically go and say, we don't want it because we have no expertise on it. They won't say that to you directly. They'll say it to you in a different way. They just say, we just don't want it because we think it's this and this, obviously like a scam and whatever else they read online, right? So they don't actually take the time to go and figure that out. And so I think that's our only challenge. And that's why we've done that top-down approach, is because if we can all work with businesses, businesses will come and work with us and talk to politicians and say, actually, this is what it really does. This is who it really helps, right? Yeah. And so once we have that ammunition, that's when I think the gears start turning. So that's our only challenge. And that's how our strategy is if we work with them, they'll work with us. And then we'll eventually go and work with, politicians, government to change kind of that focus.
Yeah, very clever, man. To see it from that point of view, I think that's, I think that's what needed to build a really stable project from top down, right?
Yeah.
Instead we had a lot of more questions, Steph.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, the gong was... every time. And also some lightning questions, but these are nice about... maybe some other time it would be great if you could come back and we'll just talk about the Lightning Network and some of the future stories about it. Would be great. So thanks again.
Thanks, man.
I'd love to come back. I'd love to come back if you guys would love that.
Conecta el mundo.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Hey, we have still one question left for you, Albert. And it's within our Lightning Bingo section. So you can choose from three previous guests or people we like from within the space. They all recorded the question for you, but you only may choose one. And you have to choose between Moritz from Get Albi, Ton Kunen, he is from Lightning Checkout, or Jesse De Witt, and he is from Breeze Tech, the Breeze Wallet.
Oh, those are tough choices. I will go with Albi.
Albi. All right. Here it comes.
Hi, my name is Moritz, and my question for you is, what is your favorite Lightning app on the web?
Oh, Neutron Pay, of course.
That's an easy one. Yeah. I was thinking with this one, perhaps he's choosing Moritz and then he's saying Neutron Pay. Yeah.
And he does. besides Neutron Pay, are there other services or apps that you use often?
I wouldn't say services or app, but I think who's doing a really good job and I think doesn't get enough credit, but they're really quiet, but they do really, really good work is Async that does
Async.
I think they do an amazing job with their development and everything else. They don't get enough credit. They're really quiet and under the radar, but they do some really fantastic work. I follow their work quite closely and huge fan of them too. So
yeah, cool. We talked to Sebastian Tentugier. They are really doing a great job. So that's great. This shout out to Async and Neutron Pay, of course.
Conectado Lumo.
Well, thanks again, Albert.
Thanks.
Hey, where can people follow you? Can you maybe start with chilling the website through the Lightning Con? But of course, also your personal Twitter or whatever you want.
Yeah, sure. I'll first start with you can find us at neutronpay.com. And then the event that we're hosting is called lightningcon.org. And you can buy the tickets there until Wednesday or Thursday, and then we close it off. But that's coming up really close this week. And then for myself, you can find me at on Twitter, which is at SubnetMask. And you can find me on LinkedIn too, which is just at Albert Boo. And then that's it for my social. I don't have a lot of social media. I have my Nostra, but I mean, the Nostra thing is way too long. So
we will put it in the show notes, man.
Lucky, but you can maybe find me at BUU, which is kind of my last name. But I'll probably post like the Nostra.
You can use NIP 05, right? That's easier. Hey, I had one last question about the Lightning Conference. Is it also possible to view it online? So is it streamed?
Yes, it is. So we're going to have, yes. All right. So yes. So we're going to have a, I think it's like a camera crew or something. It's going to be a still camera and it's going to point right at the stage. So it's going to have the agenda for both days from 8 to 5, and it's going to have all the speakers and everything else like that. So I believe I believe it's on YouTube, but I think people were trying to get us on Twitch. I don't know why. We were taking advice from
the
event organizer, and they're saying there's a lot more people that would view on Twitch than YouTube, but we'll see. Well, it's one of those two.
Okay.
So maybe it might be both. Not sure.
Cool.
Okay, and thanks everyone else for listening. Thanks also to the members of the Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire again for being in our rings, of course. And thanks to everyone helping us to connect the world together. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission. We need you to complete our mission, Connect the World. Visit our website, connecttheworld.live, where you can also donate and like and subscribe and share our content on your favorite platform. So keep those notes running, sats flowing and rings burning, and see you all next week on the same Lightning channel. Alla vida, Albert.
Dumb yet.
Thanks, guys. Bye.